It's time
for drive-thru cinema.
Each week, we discuss
the film
on the drive to the cinema
and review
it on the way
back.
So, buckle up.
Join me.
I'm your host,
Brett Kill,
and my friend
for this journey.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of Drive-Thru Cinema. Today, Barbara and Oscar are joining me. Hey guys, thanks for coming.
Woo!
So we're going to be watching Rocket Man.
Yay.
So Rocket Man, for those who don't know, is Elton John's biopic directed by Dexter Fletcher. And this is sort of cheating because I've already seen it because I went to the premiere in Cannes. So
Ooh,
that was exciting.
Fancy.
Having done that, though, I think this time will be the first time I can properly watch it without being extremely biased by Elton John being in the same screening. So hopefully I'll have some different views, because like I loved it. Then as I say, that might have been the situation in which I watched it. So what are your guys' expectations? Do you like Bohemian Rhapsody, which was also directed by Dexter?
Yeah, I really enjoy it. I generally really enjoy music biopics. I don't know a whole lot about Elton John, about his life, but I'm expecting some good music, obviously. And from you, I know that it's a musical, which I'm interested to see how that plays out, how they used the music, because from what I've read, they don't use the pieces of music chronologically in the
yeah.
But rather in a way that it fits the story, which, you know,
had to be done.
Yeah, had to be done, and
I think
interesting.
I think it's an advantage, the fact that Elton John's songs have already been used in musicals, like, lots of times.
Yeah.
So there's that. Oscar, what do you think? What do you expect?
Well, up until a few weeks ago, I couldn't say I really cared about going to see this, but actually I've seen the trailer keeps popping up, and it actually has, like, pipped my interest more and more, and the song Rocket Man has been stuck in my head, and I've been playing it. So I was like,
yeah, same.
I need to follow this through and go watch it. I mean, I thought Bohemian Rhapsody was all right. I didn't think it was incredible, but equally, I didn't think it was quite as bad as some of the critics were bemoaning it to be. And this is supposed to be, like, even better, and I suppose because Fletcher went and, like, directed, like, the last bit of Bohemian Rhapsody after Singer went off. I suppose that was, like, his training ground, so maybe he's done a bit better. Oh, wow, the road we're going to go up is closed.
We're good.
Shook us. But, yeah, I don't know, I just kind of felt, yeah, it's Bank Holiday. Yeah, let's go see it.
Have some fun, listen to some... or see some good music, whatever.
So, Woo. Biopics. So, what are you guys' thoughts on biopics? Because currently, we've had so many. As we were saying on the Aladdin episode, it seems like cinema is basically biopics and live-action Disney films.
What biopics have I seen recently? I watched On the Basis of Sex. That was really interesting. And I kind of now want to see the... RBG documentary. I don't know, what else, what other biopics have come out recently, or just general famous ones?
Well, there was Vice.
Was amazing. I know some people didn't really like it, but I thought it was absolutely incredible.
I think that was really inventive, which is something, I suppose, this one, like Rocket Man is as well, like it's quite different. I'm not gonna spoil it, but yeah. So I suppose I was reading up on them, and there are like two types of biopics mainly. So one of them is like a piece, like a part of their life. So that's like On the Basis of Sex, like that was
the
specific kind of moment. Obviously there's the one on Churchill, what was it called?
Oh,
the Darkest Hour.
I haven't seen it.
That was like 4 days of his life or something. It's still a biopic.
There's There's, what is it, Steve Jobs, or was it just called Jobs? I can't remember.
Yeah.
That was just basically three extended scenes at three different Apple product launches. Actually, the middle one wasn't Apple, it was whatever the
little company he formed in the middle. Yeah, so that was alright.
I mean, that one, you said, Rocket Man starts in his childhood, doesn't it?
Yeah, so it sort of starts in his childhood, and then it quickly moves, because obviously the whole film is about, like, Elton's addiction to, like, everything. So, like, drugs, lovely, sex, and
rock and roll,
shopping.
Rockstar life.
Yeah, but, like, I find it quite weird because, like, obviously it's going to be sort of glorified because the guy's still alive. So, like, they kind of think they could get away with just making this film or, like, oh. He was saying something really funny, which was they wanted to, like, not go all in on, like, his addiction. He was like, well, but I didn't live a PG-13 life, so what do you want? So I found that quite funny.
Interestingly, Elton John and Taron Egerton have worked together before because they were both in Kingsman 2.
Oh, yeah. I know about that.
And Matthew Vaughn, who directs the Kingsman, is a producer of Rocket Man.
Casting-wise, Taron is, like,
spot-on. I mean, he looks like Elton, yeah. Again, I don't really know a lot about Elton John, to be honest. So.
I thought I knew stuff about Elton John before going into this film, then I realised I knew nothing. I didn't know that he didn't write his own lyrics.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, actually, to be fair, he wrote the music but not the lyrics to Billy Elliot, so I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of tracks. So he writes the music to his songs but not the lyrics?
Yes.
Interesting.
And he's got, like, full, I don't know exactly what it's called, but when you can hear something and play it straight away, or, I think it's, perfect something, so he's got that,
yeah.
And, like, that means that he can, essentially,
immediately
recreate, yeah. And he can, like, write do stuff on the spot, so, like, that's why a lot of his songs, which is something I absolutely love about him, they're so different. Like, he doesn't, I wouldn't say he's got, like, just the one style, he just keeps doing the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, he's got so many songs, doesn't he? I don't know, I just scrolled through Spotify and he's got so many albums.
He's got 30 albums, man.
Yeah, it's
crazy. He still makes one every year and a half.
What?
Yeah, but the thing is, obviously, and he's...
Just the Lion King one from later this summer.
He's already said, though, that it's... He said something like, it's Lady Gaga and Rihanna's time, and that he doesn't mind the fact that, obviously...
Lady Gaga and Rihanna are both not that big.
Maybe that was, like, a few years... I think that was in 2014.
Okay,
fine. So, obviously, he meant, you know, it's not... He knows it's not his time. Because, like, single-handedly, he was responsible for, like, 2% of worldwide record sales at some point, which is quite impressive.
Yeah,
yeah. So we're just about to get to the cinema.
Are we? Yeah. Are we that close? I did not realise that.
So what are your favorite? We've talked about our expectations, but what's your favorite Elton John song?
Oh God, there's so many.
I don't really know enough.
And it really depends on my mood as well.
Hmm.
And there's also so many Elton John songs that I didn't realise are Elton John songs. I don't know, I can't...
Just pick one or two.
I mean, Candle in the Wind, Your Song, Tiny Dancer, Honky Cat. The list goes on and on for me, really. And Rockin' Man, obviously.
Rockin' Man! Yeah. Oscar, what about you?
I don't really know enough Elton John songs.
Is there any, like...
Your Song is a good one, like Barbara said, and Rocket Man. And Tiny Dancer.
Tiny Dancer is definitely my favourite, hands down.
Oh, that's great.
I love Benny and the Jets as well.
Benny and the Jets. You just jam along to all of them.
They're just all good.
Yeah.
That's it. They're all good.
If they come up in a playlist, I'll always sing along because... I don't know, they just stuck with you.
Yeah, well...
Yeah. Before we get to the cinema, I think we should briefly talk about a film that Raquel and I saw yesterday.
Oh yes, special mention.
That we didn't do a podcast on and we severely regretted it.
Because
it was the perfect film.
Yeah, we decided to be eco-friendly and just walk there.
Anyway, we saw Booksmart, Olivia Wilde's directorial debut. And amazing. It was literally, I could not put a single thing wrong with it. The only, it had a lot of close-ups actually. Maybe it could have tightened out a bit. But otherwise, it was the most incredibly perfect film.
Yeah, I was reading up on it. The script was written in 2009 and they just couldn't find the right people to act in it. So they had to keep rewriting depending on the people they found. And it's just these two actresses that finally brought it to life.
Did you know the lead one? I've forgotten their names. Like the bossy one. She's Jonah Hill's sister.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
So wow. It's like super bad, but 10 years later and with girls.
Amazing. Well, so go see Booksmart. Really good.
Do see
10
Booksmart.
Out of 10. Yeah.
12 out of 10.
We're getting to the cinema now. So we'll put the trailer and we'll watch the film. And then we'll come back to sing along probably. And yeah.
Probably.
Definitely.
Have the song stuck in our heads.
Rocket Man!
For a week.
There are moments in a rock star's life that define who he is. Where there was darkness, there is now you. And it's going to be a wild ride.
Touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh no, 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 I'm a rocket man. Rocket man, I'm burning out, excuse me, I'm here alone.
We just got out of watching Rocket Man. Second time for me, first time for
First time without Elton,
yeah. Let's say that. So I already said before that I liked it, but what do you guys think?
Oh, I really liked it. It was very different from what I expected it to be.
Right?
Because even though you said it was a musical, I went into expecting musical, but it turned out to be it had those really fantastical elements, a lot of choreographies. I don't know. It's just a lot of things I didn't expect, but I think they really worked.
Yeah, Oscar?
Yeah, I really liked it as well. I really loved the fantasy bits.
Yeah.
They were really cool.
Yeah.
Big fan of that. Richard Madden hated him.
Oh, was it Scott, the manager?
Yeah.
Oh my
what
god.
A dick.
He was, but he's such a good character, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to know whether they ever made up or whether he was like, nah, mate. Also, his mum, Bryce Dallas Howard, did not get that without the ginger hair. I knew I recognised her, but I had no idea it was her. She had black hair.
Her performance was really good as well.
I was absolutely shook when it said her name in the credits.
In general, I thought... performance was so good, that main...
Yeah. Taron Egerton was really good.
I don't know how to pronounce his name.
Taron. Well, it was so funny, because just before the premiere, a couple of hours before, I was just walking with these random guys I, met. And then we were just crossing the street, and, obviously there was a lot of people. And this guy I was walking with suddenly turns around mid street when there were cars about to come for us, and he was like, "Guys, we just passed Taron Egerton." I was like, "What? Who?" And he was full on about to go back and just harass him.
Oh no! Don't do that.
And we were just "Mate, no one's doing this. Don't do it. It's not cool." So yeah, he didn't. But it was quite cool. But then, I don't know, I just loved everything. I like it even more now that I've seen it the second time.
Yeah, I think how it didn't shy away from what Elton's life was, I think was good, because I suppose basically you have Bohemian Rhapsody v Rocket Man, where Bohemian Rhapsody focused on the music and tried to do little of the life, and Rocket Man focused on the life and beyond the bit at the start where him and Jamie Bell were talking about music. Really, the music took a backseat to the life. And really, I suppose, even though they're iconic songs, when you go and see a biopic, you want a life, really. So I suppose, yeah, it kind of, like, got... The stuff that Bohemian Rhapsody got wrong, I think Rocket Man got right.
Yeah.
I felt like the lyrics in the song went along very well with the sort of story being told, like, the point in life we were focusing on. And, like, overall, I felt, like... The whole movie was a lot more emotional than I thought it would be. Like, I caught myself, like, almost crying a couple of times.
I think
they could have used Rocket Man. I think they should have done it, though, when he was on the piano and he started to float rather than,
I don't know, like,
I don't, I'm not sure.
Thingy.
Is it a spoiler? The pool scene?
Yeah, there is a pool scene.
I
don't think you can spoil much, because in the end, like, it's this guy's life that you can look up.
Yeah, it's not a spoiler.
I love that pool scene, and I thought Rocketman was probably the best, like, for that particular scene. It just works.
Although,
so
to
well
be fair, the floating piano scene, that was still, like, really cool.
That was really cool. I thought, because, that was the first really kind of, like, magical, fantastical element.
I like to call it magical realism.
Yes,
like the literary Latin American trend. Which basically is like,
don't worry, we did it in first year. I remember Duncan talking about it.
I'm not explaining you, Oscar. I'm, you know, saying it for everyone that doesn't know what it is. Well, anyway, magical realism. So when these, like, magical elements to illustrate, like, a real feeling, usually, or whatever, and I feel like I love it when films do that, and when they, from the beginning, from when they did it, when he's, like, kind of directing the orchestra from his bedroom, I'm just like, yes, I'm all in.
Oh, yeah, that was
in.
The first one, actually.
And then obviously when they, like, float, that's just and at the same time it makes sense with the fact that it's like Rocket Man, because obviously, like, you float in space, and
poetic cinema.
Yeah, it was just great. I love like clever stuff like that.
That's because you're bougie and went to Cannes.
Oh well.
You know what my favorite bit was though?
What?
I mean, not so much magical, but it was, like, I think it was To Honky Cat, where it's, like, kind of time-lapse.
Oh, yeah.
And all the costume changes and the choreography and,
it was, like, a more animated, happier, like, La La Land epilogue moment.
Yeah.
Where it's kind of, like, and it was, like, really, like, theatre-like. I think that part's,
it's great.
Yeah, everything. And then I just loved all the characters, and, like, John Reed, I love to hate him.
Yeah, you gotta hate his character.
Yeah, I'm not sure I've ever seen Richard Madden as a baddie before.
I loved his accent, though. Before. I was finding it really hard to hate him, because, like...
Very Scottish.
Just talk about costumes. They're really bidding for a Oscar, like, costume nomination. When they put at the end, like, all the costumes that inspired
different costumes. Well, also, I don't know whether it's just, like, the photos, but the real versions looked less fantastical than the film versions.
Either you said it or I read it. I don't know. They kind of, like, took the original and took them as an inspiration rather than recreating it.
I think, like, that's bit by bit. Better, because, like, you know, Bohemian Rhapsody, like, it recreated a lot of stuff, like, exactly as it was. And with this one, like, they've obviously, like, added a lot of stuff. And I just loved it so much. Was there anything you guys hated about it? Or anything that could have been better, maybe? Did you find the film a bit self-indulgent? Because
at a point,
I suppose, and knowing that Elton was involved as well,
You could tell at points, but I didn't really mind that. I thought it's still like...
But to be fair, that is kind of like, if he wasn't involved, like, because the whole point about Bohemian Rhapsody is it's what Queen wanted to do.
Yeah.
And Queen wanted to focus on the music rather than...
Yeah, because like his... Bohemian Rhapsody, there were still like two Queen members were still involved with it.
Yeah,
anyway.
his life. Whereas I think you said on the way here, Raquel, Elton was like, well, no, because I didn't live a PG-13 life, and if you're going to make a biopic,
yeah, this film was definitely not PG-13
of my life, then
yeah, can you imagine, like, because no, this film is really
it's such a part of his life.
Yeah, because obviously, like, if you make the film PG-13, like, obviously you have a wider audience, but at the same time, like, the film would have lost essence. Like,
yeah,
it just wouldn't have worked.
I think it's gonna win a lot of GLAAD awards, just saying.
What's GLAAD?
GLAAD is the LGBT television and filmmaking awards.
Yeah, I can see
probably gonna get all of them, like, at this point.
Yeah, I think it's probably gonna get a lot of technical Oscars. I don't know whether it'll get any. I think, like, I could definitely see, like, Taron Egerton being nominated.
He's going to be nominated.
For Best Actor. I doubt he'd win, just because it's, like, that kind of film. And they tend to go for, like, gritty dramas.
Yeah, but last year it was Rami who won.
Oh, yeah,
so,
true.
He won Best Actor. So.
Yeah, same time, it could feel like they're nominating the same, like, they're doing the same
they
win.
Yeah, they want to do the same year after year. I do think, yeah, like, the performances were probably, like, one of the best parts of the film. Like, he was absolutely great. And then, like you said, you love to hate Richard Madden, Jamie Bell. You just, like, loved how he was, like, the supportive one.
Such
and then
a babe.
His mum, like, how his mum was just, like, a cold-hearted bitch. But then his gran was the one he got, like, the motherly affection from.
She was, like, the best.
Oh,
she was
like,
so sweet.
Yes.
Then, well... But going back to Oscar nominations and stuff, the only thing, because I think that's why they pushed it into Cannes last minute, because it was days before Cannes that they announced that it was going to premiere there, and that's obviously big on, like, Oscar nominations, and but obviously this film has been released May, and obviously that makes a long time, and usually the films that get noticed more are the ones from, I'm going to say,
later
October.
On, yeah.
Well, no, yeah, October through December is Oscar season.
Yeah, so there you
but
go.
I don't know.
There's
I think
that.
It could
Although,
still
like,
do.
Get Out came out in, like, February.
Yeah,
and
Mad
it still
Max
got.
Came out in, like, May. Did well.
Anyway, so final thoughts, guys. What do you rate it?
I think I give it 4. Like, I don't think it was a masterpiece. Unlike
Booksmart.
Booksmart, which definitely was masterpiece 5 out of 5. But yeah, I think it was just really enjoyable film, and I thought it was done really well. So yes, 4 out of 5.
Yeah, probably 4 as well. But I'm definitely going to go and see it again. Just
at the cinema, or when it's on DVD / Netflix?
I don't know. Probably cinema.
Oh, it's a big film. It's
sure,
a big film.
Surely you like it more than 4 if you can see it at the cinema again.
No, I think a 4 is cinema.
Okay.
4
is fine, because it's not like... There were some points where I was like, ooh, this scene is taking a bit longer than I would like it to, but...
Yeah, I suppose that was one
right.
thing. I think it could have been a bit shorter. Like, it was only 2 hours, but I think it probably could have done,
like, I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I think 4 is definitely... Yeah,
right, so this is amazing, because... When I watched it first, I rated it 4.
Yeah.
But now I think it's a 4.5. And I felt exactly the same. I felt like, this is dragging a bit. Or, like, the editing at some points, I was like, do I like this? Now that I've seen it again, like, yeah, I absolutely like it. And I think it's a second, like, you have to watch it again, I think, to, like, kind of get its whole, the whole
I'll point. Probably watch it, like, Christmas again or something when it's on
that.
DVD.
Oh, it's a good film. The song's really good. What did you think of Taron singing, by
the
way?
Oh, he was really good.
He was good,
really good.
In the end credits, did they segue from his voice to Elton's voice?
Yeah, I think
I think so.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's the end of this episode. Thanks, Guy, for coming
Welcome.
On.
gonna have some Elton John stuck in my head now.
Yeah, for those listening, go see this film. Go what? See Booksmart 3.
Really, go see Booksmart. If you, I mean, I like this one, but if you have to choose between the two, go see Booksmart.
Maybe we should go again and just do a podcast on it, because honestly...
Maybe we should pretend we go. We should drive somewhere, pretend we haven't seen it, and then go first. Oh, no, because we've given it all away in this episode.
Oh, or maybe not.
Alas.
Anyway, so thanks for listening, and definitely tune in next week.
This was Drive Through Cinema. Join me again next week when we talk about our expectations and review yet another film.